going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Newell will be back later next week. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you here. Thank you, by the way, to everyone who contributed to that conversation over the last hour and a half. I think it was important, and I look very much forward to seeing what the U.S. Supreme Court has to say on this issue. I want to move on now to another topic. And in fact, I want to thank Chris Miller, who you just heard during the news. He brought something to my attention the other day about we talk a lot about this wave of retirements as the baby boomer generation, which is much larger than the following generations, is moving closer to and into retirement age. And we talk about all the jobs that it leaves open throughout corporations, businesses, and everywhere else across the board. But Chris said, what about the small business owners that are baby boomers, who are ready to retire? Well, they don't necessarily have kids who want to take over their business. I think less and less, aren't we seeing children following in their parents' footsteps? Isn't it more and more we want our kids to do their own thing, to be successful at whatever they find their passion in? And we want to see them actually be more successful than we are. I know that's what I wanted for all four of my kids. And none of them chose to go into radio, which I'm fine with. None of them wanted to follow in my footsteps. But I don't have a small business to hand down to them, a family business for them to continue. So it did intrigue me and make me wonder, what is going on with the millions of small businesses that baby boomers own as they are nearing into and starting to, or more and more of them are retiring now? Holly Wade joins us, the executive director of the National Federation of Independent Business Research Center. Hey, Holly.
Hi, great to be with you.
Is this something that you have been taking a look at as the greatest generation is aging to a point where they're probably looking to turn over their small business to family or sell it or do something else with it?
Yeah, so we've heard a lot from small business owners who are looking to transition into retirement. And, you know, there is quite a bit of frustration that, you know, it's a bit more challenging than maybe they anticipated. And it is always more challenging when there's a bit of, you know, economic upheaval right now, a whole lot of uncertainty. And so that's probably playing a part in some of the hesitation from those who might have wanted to buy a small business, instead waiting a bit longer to see if it's a right fit for them, see where the economy's going, that sort of situation. So I think a lot of folks who might have been in the works of purchasing a business are, you know, on hold for hopefully just a little while. But the bridge to get there might be extended for a bit.
Wanted to, you know, we used to see a lot more, at least it feels like, and you can probably give me a better actual analysis, it used to feel like there were far more family businesses where, you know, mom and pop run the business. As they age out, their children start playing a bigger role in the business and eventually take over the business, and it continues to provide a living for that family from one generation to the other. But it feels like, at least anecdotally, we're seeing less of that, less where children want to take over the family business and keep it going as they're living after their parents can no longer or no longer want to run that business, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a plumbing operation, whether it's any kind of small business. Do you get the feeling, and is there data that can tell us, are fewer and fewer children taking over the family business?
It does seem to be that there is this gradual decline of transitioning from owner to other family members, whether it's because of education, just a more mobile demographic moving to other areas of the country. They might not all be living, you know, where they grew up, where the business is located. And so all of that plays a part. Not a whole lot of data looking back, you know, kind of generations of what this looks like. There still is a healthy population of those who do transition their business down to their kids or relatives, but it does seem to be on the decline, likely for some of those reasons.
Yeah, you know, my dad owned a small business, and I never, because I knew from the time I was 6 years old I wanted to talk on the radio. I mean, I just knew that's what I wanted to do. But neither of my brothers were interested either in taking over his business, so it died with him. He did it almost up until he could no longer do it, and his business died with him. Are we going to see shrinking numbers of small businesses? Because obviously we have a shrinking population. People are having fewer and fewer children. Are we going to see fewer small businesses, or are we going to see more people, instead of working for big corporations, big companies, and government or whatever, are we going to see more people stepping into the small business realm, or a higher percentage of the workforce doing that, so that we don't see a decline in the number of small businesses?
Well, I don't think we're seeing a decline in the number of small businesses. There might be a decline, a gradual decline of those that are generational. Certainly, I had a few generational small businesses in my family, but they about ended with my generation, unfortunately. But the number of small businesses, the number of business formations, has skyrocketed since the pandemic. And so we saw this huge acceleration of those forming businesses during COVID, and has remained historically elevated ever since. So there does seem to be this shift to those, you know, looking to enter into, you know, the market with their own ideas, maybe not as many as kind of picking up where somebody had left off in establishing their business. But small business formation is definitely alive and well in the U.S. economy. And that's been really great to see.
You know, and I think on some level that's surprising, because we know that the percentage of Americans who are of working class age now is shrinking, because we have this disproportionate distribution. We have more older people and not as many younger people as we used to have. But I guess a lot of people got a taste of, whether it was starting a side hustle or leaving their company or getting laid off or fired from their company, as we saw so many people go through during the pandemic. And then must have really enjoyed working for themselves and the flexibility and or lifestyle it afforded them, the not having a boss other than themselves or their loved ones. But I also the same time hear from a lot of people who started small businesses. They didn't realize how much work it is, and that it really is around the clock kind of thing, because you're the business. And if you're going to make money, you got to work. If you're not working, you're not making money.
Exactly. And, you know, I've talked to people who are in that situation where they did start a small business and it was a bit more overwhelming than they anticipated, because, as you mentioned, it is the owner who's having to do all the work, especially at the front end, and make all the hard decisions. I do think that, you know, for a lot of those new business formations, many of them could still be more side hustle versus a full-time job where they've given up their kind of W-2 employee situation. So there might be a lot of still kind of more formed side hustles that are in those data points. But still, that's where most people start off. And I think you also mentioned this. They start off as the side hustle, the more structured hobby, and turn it in when they feel more comfortable and make more money into a full-fledged, full-time position. And so we might start seeing that develop more into those transitioning to go off on their own and do their own thing after a few years through the pandemic of those huge business disruptions. Still remains to be seen. It's one of those areas that we're looking at closely. It is a very interesting, dynamic sector of the economy.
Yeah, and you kind of answered the next question I had, and I appreciate that I was wondering, how can we have more small businesses than ever if, in fact, we're seeing a shrinking number of people in the workforce? And you answered it, because some of them are doing both. Some of them are still working for the man, and some of them have started this side hustle. So they're at the same time owner of a small business and still in a more traditional employment situation. We're talking with the National Federation of Independent Business and Holly Wade, the executive director of the research center. When we come back, I want to see if Holly has some advice for those of you who may be just starting a small business, who have thought about starting a small business, and what advice she can give you. And I want to talk about one of the major hurdles that I keep hearing from people who want to work for themselves full time is health insurance. And how does a small business deal with that when it's so expensive in the marketplace for people to buy their own health insurance? So we'll address that. I wonder from you, if you're a small business owner, are your kids going to follow in your footsteps? Are your family members going to take over your business? And if not, what is your plan for your business? If you own a small business, call in now, 504-260-1870. What changes have you seen, and what do you think the future holds for your small business? All of that coming up next here on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
The Federal Reserve says the U.S. population is aging, with more people reaching retirement age than entering the workforce. And we are seeing lower workforce participation levels from younger generations. So there are fewer people working than ever before, and that trend is expected to continue. So it raises a lot of questions about the future of our workforce and our small businesses, and got me wondering, with so many boomers retiring, what's going to happen to their businesses? Holly Wade, Executive Director of the National Federation for Independent Business Research Center, is our guest. Holly, advice you might have, as you said, we're seeing record numbers of people starting small businesses now than we have seen in the past.
Yes. So advice that I would have is to, you know, if you have a new idea, it's in one of the industries that maybe somebody is selling their business, that's a really good foundation to look to see if there might be a business that's for sale where you can learn from the owner. You can take advantage of what they've established, their customer base. But also, if they've been in business for a number of years, even decades, You know that the business has survived, say, the financial crash, the pandemic, some big disruptions, that you can kind of look into the future and say, okay, well, this certainly lowers the risk as far as purchasing a business that might work for you, and then you can create it into your own vision. And then one of the other areas I think that's a hurdle for a lot of folks, if they're thinking about financing a business, or if they have to finance to start a business, is to have a relationship with a local bank in your area. Or if you're looking to buy a business, talk to the owner about financing options that might be available to you in some sort of relationship there. We know that interest rates are still really high, so I think folks immediately think, oh, that's not an option, that's going to cost too much. But there might be other options available to them. So those are a few ideas that I think might be helpful for folks to think through. And then if you're just, you're not interested in buying a business, you really want to go out there and start it yourself, is to talk with other small business owners, in that industry, or say the size of business that you're looking to start, maybe not one of your immediate competitors. That might be a little strange as far as a conversation afterwards, but really get an idea of what it feels like. Because as you mentioned, small business owners, those starting out, can be overwhelmed very quickly. And so having a good grasp of all that it entails, and having a relationship with a small business owner, so when you do start a business, you can continue that conversation when you have questions, because it's always good to have as many advocates on your side, whether it's another business owner, a relationship with a small business lender at a local regional bank. All of those areas of expertise are incredibly helpful and valuable for those thinking about starting a business, but also new business owners that tend to have a whole lot of questions, and they can be really, really valuable in getting you through those tough times.
One thing I frequently hear from people who have a side hustle that they're thinking about making their full-time job, they really enjoy being their own boss, they love what they do, and that's why they started this side hustle, is because it was something they were passionate about. but they don't know how they're going to get health insurance. They don't know how they're going to get the other benefits that a traditional employer affords them. How can they do that? How can they get those resources where they can save for retirement, they can have health insurance, and address all those other needs?
Yes, so that is one of the huge components to starting a business. That's why many start as a side hustle, so they can continue their employer-sponsored health insurance before transitioning, before knowing that they can make enough money to then purchase health insurance for themselves. This is another area where talking to a business owner in their area and asking about the broker that they use for their own health insurance, and then really finding that person that specializes in the small group market about what options might be available to them. But before, you know, stop or before quitting your job and all of that, that is a huge component to think through and make sure that you have affordable coverage, that you've talked to a broker and factor that cost in when it comes to starting your business if you're transitioning from an employer-sponsored pool from your W-2 job. So that's definitely a hurdle, but having those conversations with other business owners and a health insurance broker that specializes in purchasing or helping small business owners purchase health insurance, because there are a lot of options on the table for most folks that they can then choose what makes sense for them. It's just kind of knowing how to start those conversations, what questions to ask, but having that conversation can be hugely helpful.
Holly, anything else you want to share with our listeners here on WWL before we let you go?
Just that, you know, the small business sector is such a dynamic opportunity for those who have creative ideas, have ideas to fill market space that they think they can, you know, take advantage of. And there are a lot of resources out there to try and facilitate those transitions. It's just reaching out to folks and having those conversations will lower the risk and increase the likelihood for success.
Holly, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise with us here on WWL. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
Thank you.
Holly Wade, Executive Director of the NFIB Research Center here on WWL. I want to hear from some small business owners. How did you start your business? How did you overcome the hurdles? And if you're nearing retirement age, what's your plan? You sell it and cash in, get a bundle of money so that that will be your retirement plan? Or do you have kids who want to take over your business? And let me hear from you. If you're a worker, have you ever thought about going into your parents' line of work? Have you ever wanted to follow in your parents' footsteps? Let's discuss it here on WWL. I didn't push any of my kids to follow in my footsteps. I've been blessed to have had a dream from the time I was literally a small child. I always knew I wanted to be on the radio. I always knew that, and I don't know why, but I just fell in love with radio as a kid. My dad and my grandmother listened to talk radio all the time. My dad even slept with talk radio on. And so for whatever reason, that became very appealing to me. I also loved music and wanted to, I wasn't sure if I wanted to be in talk radio or music radio, but I knew I wanted to be in radio. And so I didn't follow in my parents' footsteps, and I didn't pressure any of my kids to follow in mine. And I've successfully raised four children. They're all out on their own and successful in all of their own ways, but none of them are in radio. But they're all really happy with the decisions they've made and love their jobs. And that makes me happy. Seeing my kids be happy, to me, is more important than having them ever follow in my footsteps. I think there was kind of this pride in the past of your children doing what you do. And there was these generational jobs that were passed down from one to the other, and generational small businesses but it feels like that's coming to an end. So call me and text me now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. I really want to talk to some small business owners, but we'll also, here that we're in the noon hour, open up the buffet, the potluck buffet, to anything you want to bring to the table. If you want to discuss our waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to decide if Louisiana really needs two majority black congressional districts, are we still at a point in our evolution where we have to carve out two majority black districts to give a voice to black voters in Louisiana because they don't have a loud enough voice? And along the same lines, do we still need affirmative action and DEI programs to level the playing field? You can sound off on that. We started the show talking about this historical horse racing and Churchill Downs saying if they don't have a solution in the next week to allow them to make the money they thought they were going to make off of the $40 million investment they made in these new historical horse racing machines that allow people to vote on horse races from the 1990s till now, to bet on, I should say, not vote, I was still stuck on the previous topic, to bet on horse races from the 1990s till today, the Louisiana Supreme Court found that they can't do that without having a local option election in any parish where there's the fairgrounds or the off-track betting facilities. So you can talk about that or anything else you want to bring to the buffet for the next 20 minutes or so here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. We'll be back after this with your calls and texts at 504-260-1880.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
870. 1240, thanks for joining us here. It's the day before Friday. Yeah, tomorrow starts the weekend, and that's exciting. Texts are coming in on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. One person says, I'm glad my kids didn't follow in my footsteps. My back is gone. You know, when did it change from, and I think it's a good thing, when did it change from, though, it was a parent's pride if their kids did follow in their footsteps, whatever it was they did for a living, to now, to we just want our kids to do whatever makes them happy? Or when did it change from, I want my kids to pick up the mantle and take the baton from me and run with it, to, no, I want my kids to far outrun me and do much better than I did in life. I want them to have the things I never could have. There's been a shift, I think, in that mentality. 504-260-1870. Frank, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What's up, Frank?
Hi, good afternoon. I told the gentleman, I just caught the last part. I just got in my truck of talking about small business owners calling in and an exit strategy. What do you do? Do you sell the company? Do you sell to a larger entity? Do you sell to private equity who will come in and gut what you've built? And I was just curious if anyone had ever called in about an ESOP, an employee stock ownership plan, as an exit strategy. No, I'm not a services provider. We do large tonnage air conditioning and process refrigeration work. And I was the beneficiary of a founder who could have sold to a larger entity who was dying to get our book of business, or could have sold to private equity who would have come in and disemboweled us and killed everything he built. And instead,
he would have walked away with a bigger paycheck.
He would have walked away with a big paycheck, not bigger, because the way it worked is we purchased shares of common stock from him and actually two minority partners. And over the years, we took the net proceeds of the company and paid them, yet they converted from owners to actual shareholders. So they got that proverbial second bite of the apple. And again, I'm not a services provider, but I can tell you as a 26-year employee, they literally impacted the trajectory of 110 families. We started off as a small office in Metairie that smelled like cheese and put in a lot of grit, a lot of hard work. We now have a big campus on the North Shore in St. Tammany. We have an office in Baton Rouge. We have an office in Beaumont, Texas, as well as Mobile. And it has been an incredible blessing. I still stay in touch with the gentleman. We literally, blue collar, we're knuckle busters. It's not glamorous work.
So, Frank, what's your exit strategy? When you're ready to retire, what happens?
Well, I'm an employee owner, and I'm blessed to lead this fine group. And I've still got about six more years before I hit that age, but I'll be perfectly honest, I'm having so much damn fun. I don't know. I've amassed quite a bit of stock, as have a number of other employees. We literally, blue-collar guys that have seven-figure retirement accounts, and that's not counting their 401k, Social Security. I won't get into whether it's going to be there or not, but it's just through working, and it's shares of stock we get.
You're the perfect example. I don't know if you heard when I had Guy Williams on Monday, and a lot of people were asking retirement questions, and Guy said, hey, if you love what you're doing, don't retire. Because if you're still enjoying your work, work as long as you can. One, because you'll get more out of your retirement and it'll go further for you. Two, because Social Security pays more the longer you wait to retire. But you're the perfect example of, hey, you could retire in 6 years, but you're still loving it. So why retire?
I love it. We're having a ball. It's hard work. This is the time of year we make money and we sweat. But anybody that's considering, for any small business owner, you really need to look at an ESOP if you care about your folks. If not, if you want to get as much money as possible, hell, there's private equity out there that's paying multiples of enterprise value that are surprising. But if you want to create generational wealth and treat your employees right, we've been blessed to participate in it. I just wanted to throw it out there because it's again, it's really changed a lot of folks' lives, and I absolutely love it.
Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate your calling and sharing that in, because you brought another perspective to it that I hadn't thought about. And you do raise a very, very interesting question, because a lot of small business owners do have the opportunity to sell to be that proverbial small fish that gets gobbled up by the big fish. And lots of times they dangle some very, very tempting bait in front of you in the form of a lot of money. But then you come down to that philosophical question. Are you willing to let your life's work be gobbled up and in many cases diminished or destroyed because the people, the person, the entity, the company buying it may be buying it to end it, may be buying it to merge it with something else, may be buying it for any number of reasons, and having to decide, do I just want a big check at the end of this road, or do I want to see this continue? And allowing your employees to buy the company is a fascinating idea, and I appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. John, thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, you're talking about older people. Well, I've been retired for 18 years, and I did pretty good losing some of my 401k, but and my kids are doing great. I'm really concerned about my grandkids. My grandson is 20 in college, and he had to move back in with the family with his two sisters and his parents. And that's my concern. My concern is what's going to happen to our grandkids.
What in terms of what? In terms of their motivation? In terms of the quality of jobs available? In terms of what is your concern for your grandchildren? And we should all be concerned about our grandchildren. I mean, that's what grandparents do, right? But what specifically has you concerned, John?
In terms of what's happening politically.
So you think that the world's going to hell in a handbasket, right?
Yes.
You know, John, I hear that from people a lot. And in fact, I just had that conversation with someone yesterday who was very concerned about the future direction of our country, was very concerned about things they're seeing, was very concerned that the future is all doom and gloom. And I'll say this, to people who love what they're seeing happening in the United States right now, enjoy it, because it may not last. For people who hate what they're seeing happening politically in the United States right now, hold your breath, hold on, because political winds shift very quickly. And to people who think this is the end of the world and the worst thing ever, we've been through a lot worse in this country. We've been through legit actual civil war. We've been through McCarthyism. We've been through wars. We've been through terrorism. We've been through a lot of really bad stuff. And we've survived it. And we've come out on the other side. And I think every generation thinks the next generation is going to destroy everything. And every generation thinks that those kids today, how can we leave this world to them because they're just going to screw it up? And so far, the world's pretty well survived. You may not love everything that happens all the time, but things change quickly in terms of historical movement. And John, I think your grandkids are going to be okay, but I think it's great you're worried about them. Maria, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Thank you for having me. You know, our story was a little bit different. It was a husband and a wife getting together and figuring out how we're going to pay the bills day to day. And we had a construction business for 26 years. We retired. We begged the kids to take the business, and none of them wanted it. So we didn't even sell the business. We gracefully just let our customers know. We gave them 1 year in advance, and we just shut the door. But like, you know, like you said, it's a lot of hard work. You put so many years into it, and then to just have it go away, it's almost like you lose a piece of you.
Was there no market?
You know?
Was there no market, Maria? No one interested in buying it? Did you try to sell it? Did you get a broker?
No, yeah, we did get a broker, but at the end of it, you know, we had it for 26 years, and it was we cared more about the name than what we did about the business or the services. There was a lot of individuals that wanted it, but at the end of the day, were our customers going to be taken care of the way that we took care of them? That was our bottom line. Honest to God, you know, the business provided for us for so many years. We bought a house, we paid bills, the kids went to college. But at the end of it, our name was more important than just selling it for a few bucks.
Yeah. What kind of business was it, Maria?
We did construction. Okay. What we would call A through Z. You know, we did it all. We did from residential, commercial to even nonprofit organizations. You know, and it was the type of business that people would go to our home during dinner time, knock on the door, and say, "Hey, this happened, or my mom's going through this. Do you mind sending someone over tomorrow?" You know, it was that type of business where everybody knew us. We'd been in town for like almost like 42 years. We lived in the same house, so it was more like bringing a community together. Believe it or not, even though
no, and that's good. That's what small business should be. That's what community-based businesses should be, and that is great. And you should be congratulated and thanked. Now, let me ask you this: are you happy with what your kids are doing today? Even though you begged them to take over the business and they didn't, are they happy? Are they healthy? Are they doing well?
Are you sitting down? They all own their own construction companies.
Oh, come on!
They do. They do. One is a specialist in flooring. The other one does roofing. You know, everybody has their own specialty. Nobody wanted to go into it having to cater. You know, today would be kitchen remodel, tomorrow bathroom, you know, demo, doing whole. They didn't want to go into it that much. You know, they wanted to do their own specific detail work.
And you were able to plan for retirement so that you're doing all right now?
We can't complain. We sold everything cash except the business, and then we bought everything in Louisiana cash. So I don't know how better can retirement get from that.
No debt at all.
Yeah, no debt and a little pension that we created, you know, like back in the 90s by someone knocking on the door and say, "Hey, do you guys want to plan for retirement?" It paid off. You know, we have our little retirement check that comes in on a monthly basis.
All right. Well, I'm sorry your kids didn't take over the business, but I'm happy that you are doing well and they are doing well, too. You know, being debt free, God, that sounds so good. I just bought a house 3 years ago. My wife and I bought our dream house. And I wish I could have swung a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year so that I could actually get to a reasonable point in my life where I won't have any debt. I'm still addressing that, and now is not the time to refinance, obviously, but maybe one day. All right, we'll check in with Scoot and more of your texts and calls after this on WWL. Wow, 3 hours sure does fly by when you're having great conversation, and I'm sure that'll be the case for the next 3 hours. Scoot is here. How you doing?
No, look, 3 hours is going to seem like a week. No, we're going to have fun. You know, we got to talk about this new law in Louisiana about holding your cell phone while you're driving. No more handheld cell phone use. That did pass.
Yeah,
right?
It's like 25 years they've been trying to pass that.
Yes,
thing. And
yeah.
Finally, it's a secondary offense, but for the first time ever, starting, and there'll be warnings until January 1st. Starting January 1st, though, cops stops you for speeding, swerving, anything else, they can write you a ticket for holding a cell phone in your hand.
Well, the question is, are they going to stop you if they just see you driving around holding your cell phone? Because that's kind of an obvious offense, you know? It's pretty easy to see people holding their phone up to their ears.
Yeah, and you can't text, you can't talk, you can't hold the phone, but they'll have to find another reason to stop you, which is not hard. Knowing cops. I mean,
knowing drivers.
Yeah. I mean, if your tire touches the white line or the yellow line, that's enough for them to stop you. If you're going a mile over the speed limit, they can stop you and then write you for the phone.
Yeah, so. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the auto pen. I mean, what is the day without a good controversy, without a good conspiracy theory? So we'll talk about that also. Rod Stewart had to cancel his second concert in Vegas, and this was at the last minute, just hours before the show, he canceled. We'll give you an update on that coming up.
And he looked so healthy and vibrant during the AMAs a couple weeks ago when he got that Lifetime Achievement Award.
He sure did.
All right. Scoot's up next. I'll be back at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning to usher in and celebrate Friday with you here on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.